This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
A very good evening and welcome. In the next 60 minutes, just four games to go in the Dons season, starting with tomorrow's sixth meeting of the campaign against St Johnstone. The maths, well, they're simple. 3 points from this one and Aberdeen are back in Europe after a five-year absence. The best preview anywhere coming up. Plus, we've got Peter Head. We'll hear from Jim McAnally. The Highland League, the English Premiership, your thoughts and more. Stay with us.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1. The best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond.
A very good evening, and first, as always, to Pittodrie and Derek McInnes, who is this week shortlisted for the SPFA Manager of the Year Award.
I think it's recognition of how the team's done this season, and it's not just my efforts that's got me an award, the same way as the team's efforts. Everybody's contributing, so no, obviously delighted to be nominated.
And you know, it's great to be acknowledged by your peers, isn't it? And you know, Gordon Strachan coming out and blowing praise for the job that you and the team have done for the club.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of comment this season how much Aberdeen's progressed, and I think that's people speaking positively about the club again and the season we've had. You know, I think that's always nice to hear. I don't think it's been that way for a long time, and we've took a lot of criticism over the years. You know, but certainly this year there's been a lot of positivity. I think to be sitting second in the league with four games to go, to be playing a game on Saturday, knowing if we can win the game, we qualify for Europe, knowing that we've already won the League Cup. There's been a lot of good about the club this season. You know, and I think it needs to be said while we're on it, that it's through the efforts from the players, there's an honesty and a commitment and a personality about this squad of players that have got us to where we've got to this season. And as I say, a bit kind of bemused why, you know, we seem to have this kind of painting a scenario that budgets are, we've got a massive budget over others. I happen to think, I don't know what other teams' budgets are, but I happen to think we've got a slightly higher budget than one or two others. But at the same token, that doesn't give you any guarantee anyway, you know, because there's also one or two who have got a bigger budget than us in the league who are below us in the league. So I think that it needs to be said that it's sometimes I think that can get diluted and from the players' efforts, and it's through honesty and their commitment that we've got the club in such a strong position this season, and it's a position that we want to try and make the most of now with four games to go.
Yeah, you mentioned that race for second place. It's very finely poised, isn't it?
Well, for me, it's just about trying to get the club into Europe for this Saturday. We just put our season into this one game for now, and if we can tick that box by winning on Saturday, then absolutely delighted with that, and then we'll see where we go and from there on in. But no, to do that, we're going to have to beat a team that are in good form themselves. We know it our own cost a couple of weeks ago when they beat us, and they are a good side. And although we've had slightly the better results over the course of the season with St Johnstone, I would suggest that every game has been pretty hard fought and tough, so we expect that on Saturday again.
Yeah, we can expect, you know, two good teams really going at it, playing football the right way, and it should be an entertaining one, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I've got huge respect for St Johnstone. I think they've got good players and a good manager, and they're on good form at the minute, and they're finishing the season strongly, and obviously with the cup final for their boys to look forward to, I'm sure they'll go that way right to the end of the season. But from our point of view, we feel as though we've got a lot to play for ourselves, you know, and I feel as though that we're in good form ourselves, and I think we've determined to try and finish off the campaign strongly. And for that, if we can win on Saturday, then we don't need to look anywhere else for results. We know that can tick that box for getting into European football.
Do you feel you owe St Johnstone one for the cup semi defeat? Does that come into your thinking at all?
I think we owe our supporters a team fully committed right to the end of the season. Our supporters have been absolutely fantastic. I think they recognise what they're getting for this side every week. And you know, whether we win, whether we lose or draw the game, there's always a fully committed performance. That's what we're looking to do for the rest of the season.
Good evening, this is North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott, and we've something of a stripped down version this week. Joining me in the studio is Dave Galloway. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. First of all, four matches remaining, but what an incentive for tomorrow, a return to Europe. 3 points, and that's that's it. Then we can start worrying about second place.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous that a club like Aberdeen hasn't been in Europe since 2009. Isn't it? It's
yep.
just absolutely incredible. But here we are. We're on the cusp of it. But there'll be no talk from Derek about, you know, we're just about there. He quite rightly just looks no further forward than the next game. I mean, you heard in the interview that I did with him there when I asked him about the race for second place. He didn't call it the race for second place. It's a case of win this game, tick a box, get the 3 points, move on to the next match, which is the right way.
Yeah, looking, I've got some stats here from our 0-0 draw, which obviously we were up in Inverness last Friday night. Big thanks to Boonson for supplying this
good
extra, making me sound as though I know what I'm talking about. passes, we had 351 passes compared to 243. Percentage of successful passes, 80.6% compared to 74. Balls received, 393 compared to 294. Shots on target, shots 15 compared to 12. On target, 6 compared to 4. So, again, backing up the fact that perhaps if we'd managed, or if we'd maybe managed to shoot a wee bit more on sight, as the manager alluded to, perhaps we'd have nicked the 3 points.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, you know, it was a largely encouraging performance. We played a lot of good football. We knocked the ball about, a lot of good passing against Inverness. But like the manager said, we just didn't shoot enough. Had we done so, I'm sure we would have won comfortably. It was just one of those nights, though.
Yeah, and hopefully it won't be one of those days tomorrow. But one player who's made plenty of friends in the Northeast since arriving on loan from Brentford towards the end of January at the transfer window, of course, Shay Logan, who says he'll sit down with the manager to discuss his future once European football is secured.
I'm one of the people who struggle if I don't see my two children. They're the most important part of my life. So, that's another factor in what happens to me next season. And hopefully it can all be resumed and everyone's happy.
You've struck up a great rapport with the supporters up here, Shay. You're a real hero in the Red Army. I mean, how important is that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's different from you know, teams down south, because where I was playing at Brentford, there was, you know, the closest teams, Fulham, Chelsea, QPR. So they're one of the smaller teams there. And although you do get recognised and stuff like that, you know, just walking down Union Street here, or, you know, you go out for a drink and it's like you're David Beckham. It's like you're like your superstar. And it's something that, you know, you experience when you're at a club like Manchester City and, you know, you go to places. But when you experience it, you know, on your own, you know, it's really breathtaking. And it's something, you know, I could get used to. You know, it's something that I enjoy. You know, I don't mind signing a signature for somebody or taking a picture, because at the end of the day, for us it's a job, you know, we love it, but for them it's their life, you know. They work all week on a Saturday, Friday till Monday till Friday, and then Saturday, you know, they want to go and see the Dons play. So if I can make people happy and they call me hero, you know, as long as I'm doing the things right, then I'm happy to be called that.
And I'm sure the manager will have drummed this into the boys. It's so important not to get too far ahead of yourselves. Just take it one game at a time, get the 3 points, then move on to the next game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you come to this stage of the season, a lot of teams go in holiday mode. You know, they can't go anywhere, they can't go up, they can't go down. But we know we're in a real position now where we can't afford to do that, because, you know, if that happens, we could easily finish fourth, fifth, and that's not something, you know, from the position that we're in now that we want. So we know that we've got, you know, some real tough games coming on, and if in these next two games, if we get, you know, maximum points, you know, we know that's pretty much us where we want to be, and that's what we hope to do. So everything's focused on getting all the points from every game, and we're going into St Johnstone with 100%, you know, going for that win.
Davey's a player that I think most fans would love to still see in a Don's shirt next season.
What a boost that would give to every single member of the Red Army across the world, really, if he was to sign a permanent deal. He's been sensational, you know, right back, left back. He's been wing backs, bombing up and down the right, bombing up and down the left. He's been absolutely brilliant. He's got so much going for him. The fans love him. I was trying to sell the club to him as best I could there. And, you know, he admitted that, well, it's quite nice to be, you know, treated like David Beckham, as he puts it, when you walk down Union Street. So, obviously, as he said, his kids, his family are his first priority. But he's very happy with the club. He's very happy with the Dons. He can see the potential that we've got. And, you know, he rates the fans, the manager and his teammates very highly. So that's got to count for something.
You'd hope so. It's the Dons against St Johnstone tomorrow afternoon in the SPFL Premiership. If you fancy going along, give us a call on 01224 400 969 with the answer to the following question. Name one of the ex-Aberdeen players currently on the books at St Johnstone. Name one of the ex-Dons who's currently on the books at St Johnstone. 400 969. Coming up, we'll hear from Willow Flood and also from the Perth camp, as well as checking in with you for the first time and taking a look at the other Premiership matches this weekend. Don't go away. It's all just ahead on the official station of the Dons. Keep it North Sound 1's Friday Sport.
North Sound 1, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmoor and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sport.
Welcome back to Friday Sport. It's almost 20 past six. The Dons will confirm the return to the European stage next season if they can get the better of St Johnstone at Pittodrie tomorrow. Here's Saints boss Tommy Wright.
Well, we're confident. Both clubs are under different types of pressure. We want to try and get top four. They want to try and get second. So I think it's it'll be a keenly contested game. They've all been contested keenly. We can take confidence from our performances and their last result against them, but it's a different game. We're away from home, and we know it's going to be a tricky game. But it's a game that we know we can win. It's a game Aberdeen know they can win. So I think it's the game set up nicely.
Sixth meeting of the season, fourth in the league, the two cup ties, they know each other inside out. As the manager kept saying yesterday, there'll be no surprises or very little surprises on either side.
Yeah, let's hope, Dave, that familiarity doesn't breed contempt. It'll be very interesting to see if either manager can outfox the other one. I think this adds to the tactical battle, because both managers will be thinking, right, well, if I want to surprise the other team, I need to pull something special out the hat here. So, you know, you might find a surprise inclusion or a surprise player being dropped to the bench or whatever, or you know, maybe somebody's playing in a surprise position, or there's a change of formation or something like that. So it's an intriguing one.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, midfielder Willow Flood has been speaking to Mal Panton for the award-winning Red Matchday magazine. Very much award-winning. And he says he's playing some of the best football of his career.
Last 2 years, yeah, I would say definitely. But I just think that when you get to that age from 28 to 31, 32, you start reaching your peak, and you start having more about you within the change room, more say within things, and managers trust you more. And I just think that alone gives you that confidence to go out and just express yourself.
Yeah. Apart from the semi-final defeat, I mean, the season's going fairly well. And I mean, it's obviously, we're all still down about the defeat, but, you know, we've got to look back and think, well, it has been a good season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a good season so far, but that's what I'd say to someone is just so far. We need to make sure it ends up being a good season. You know, we need to make sure the split is coming up now and we go on to bigger and better things. You know, if we can finish second in the league, then we can look back at it and say, yeah, we've had a really good season, and I'm sure the manager will recruit well in the summer.
You can read the full interview tomorrow afternoon in that award-winning Red Matchday programme, and well worth a read. He's good value, Willow, isn't he? He's the kind of player that before he joined Aberdeen, I used to hate him because he was one of these players that was always in our guys' faces all the time. But now that he's on our side, he's the kind of player you really want in the trenches, isn't he?
Yeah, he's absolutely superb. Definitely one of Aberdeen's players of the season. He just gets everywhere, covers every blade of grass. Like you say, he's an absolute nuisance to play against. He must be. But he's a great guy to have on your side.
And also available again tomorrow, after suspension, of course, is fellow midfielder Ryan Jack.
I think this season I feel I've played more consistently well. I've played a lot more games this season as well compared to what I have in previous seasons. So, no, I've been happy with, obviously, the consistency that I've managed to show this season, for most of the season, and hopefully it can continue on to next season.
What have you learnt from Willow and Barry?
Just they've got good experience, and they're obviously good to play with, and I think you can see it now that we're all comfortable playing with each other, and we kind of know each other's game now, and it's been good, and I've learnt a lot.
Yeah. The three of you have played very well together, Willow, Barry, haven't you? I mean, you seem to have quite a good understanding.
Yeah, sometimes Baz has played out on the right, but he'll come inside and get on the ball, and whipping crosses. So even though that he's not been playing right in the centre, we've still got that connection on the pitch that we know where each other is, and I've really enjoyed it this season.
Look at the Prozorin stats, the number of passes that Willow makes is frightening. I mean, so he always makes himself available, doesn't he?
He's one of those players that are just always there, and he's always wanting on the ball, and sometimes he'll even try and run and take it off my feet if I've got the ball. I think he just wants to get involved that much, but it's been a good thing. I think he's added a lot to our team this season, obviously, and I just can't wait to get next season going again as well.
Oh, Ryan's, he should have a holiday first, of course, forward to. Let's get this one out of the way, but
absolutely.
Great attitude.
Just hold your horses, Ryan, you know. Let's get this season out of the way and let's have a nice summer. But, you know, I can see where he's coming from, because I'm sure a week or two after the season has ended, we'll be saying, oh, I'm missing the football.
We certainly will be. Time now for our weekly topic on Aberdeen Mad, entitled Manager of the Year, started by Gallus in 79, who says, Oor Derek, Lemon, Big Tommy, Stu McCall, no Jacqueline. Surely some mistake.
Yes.
Dave's got your thoughts on this week's topic as that progressed.
Yeah, a cracking response this week. Thanks to everybody. I'll take the best ones here. Exterminator 75, I thought they'd have maybe nominated Lennon three times or something. Pitchmick 2013 chips in with, Derek would have been a stick-on had we got to the Scottish Cup final as it stands. If St Johnstone win the Cup, then you'd have to say Wright deserves it more. Red Star Tor Finns next. If St Johnstone win the Cup, Wright deserves it. First trophy ever and a top six place. If DABS win the Cup, then Derek McInnes deserves it, even if we finish third. Lennon can go away. A five-year-old could take them to win the league, given their resources. That mob winning the league is like bragging about, and I can't really read the rest. You can leave it to your own imagination. Sean the Sheep says the decision is made on Sunday. Who gets it? So we won't know if Wright will win the Scottish Cup. So as things stand, I'd say McInnes has a good chance. This one from the left side. Surely Deke deserves this more than any of the other candidates. The change in our fortunes has been dramatic. More than any other team, Lennon being nominated is an absolute joke. A couple more to go then. Henningst Pod, can I believe Lennon is
three
on the shortlist? There's three of them there. I'll just put these false teeth in. Maybe if he'd done the treble, he'd have been heading towards being worthy of consideration. But winning the league was a given since day one. I think he's just there to head off the copious greeting and bleating that would have been if he wasn't. You'd have to say McInnes is the most likely, given the improvement he's made in such a short time. And finally, from Ernell Jesse, why the rush to hand out the prizes when there's so much still to play for? It seems a bit daft to me. Why not wait until the season's over? That's not an unreasonable question.
But of course, the football fraternity all disappear as soon as the season's over. So, although you could have it on exactly the last day, I suppose. But anyway, thank you for that. If you'd like to get involved, then do so. Our topics and polls are online from around midweek onwards. In any given week, you'll find them at Aberdeen Mad. And then hear some of your chat on the show at the weekend right here on North Sound One's Friday Sport. We'll get onto the poll in a moment. But first, Dave, predict a Derek time. Who do you think will start for Aberdeen tomorrow?
All right, for me, Langfield in goals, Logan, Anderson, Reynolds and Considine at the back, Flood and Jack, the sitting midfielders, then McGinn, Pollitt and Hayes, with Rooney as ever leading the attack.
OK, and the one to watch?
Ooh, the one to watch. For me, Peter Pollitt, he's been in amazing form. He was out for a wee while. He's come back. He's still looking good. Be great to see him get back among the goals again. And I think he might just do so tomorrow.
And scoreline?
Scoreline for me, I'll go for 3-1 Aberdeen.
OK, I think we'll win tomorrow. I think we'll get into that European position. OK, and that's the subject of our poll. Will the Dons secure a return to European football by beating St Johnstone tomorrow?
Just a last second update. 82.9% of those who took part say yes, Aberdeen will secure a return to Europe by beating St Johnstone tomorrow. No, just 17.1%. So, good.
Sounds good. More from the Dons after these.
North Sound 1, with the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Welcome back to Friday Sport, and Pittodrie Vice Chairman George Yule, he says that Derek McInnes and Tony Docherty have done a fantastic job in reviving the club's fortunes.
They've made a very, very big impact, but you know, I've been on record as saying before that Derek would acknowledge that it's more to it than just himself and Tony. You know, you have a Graham Kirk, you have your medical staff, you have your video analysis, you know, they've all got a role to play in the success that's being delivered.
How much potential is there at this club then? Because as Derek alluded to, we're barely scratching the surface at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I think we have a great opportunity in this neck of the woods, actually. I mean, testament to that is, you know, we took 43,000 down to the cup final. That's kind of unprecedented before. I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to go to every cup final and we're going to bring 43,000 every time. But it actually shows the stature of the club and the extent of opportunity available if we can get it right and they produce the performances and results and kind of keep trying to do more right than wrong as each day passes.
Yeah. Speaking about Derek, obviously other clubs must be looking at the great job that he and Tony have done. How much do you fear that you know, other clubs, bigger clubs might come in for him?
Don't fear that at all, actually. There's a job in hand here. Derek knows we're probably talking about at least a 3-year journey, a 3 to 4 year project ahead of us. He's going on record as saying Tony and him are committed to that journey, as are the rest of us here. You know, we're not naive to think that if Derek continues to deliver success, he won't attract suitors, but that's the same in any industry, and we'll deal with that at a time.
Moving to the rest of the Premiership, and in just over an hour, Partick Thistle will face St Mirren to get the weekend programme underway. Here's Jags boss Alan Archibald.
You want me to relax. You want me to relax and just enjoy it as well, because when they get too uptight, they don't play and they start making bad decisions. And I thought I'd done that last week. They're hungry for the game, they're up for it, but at the same time, they're relaxed enough to go and pass the ball at certain times in the game. They get that wee bit of quality that got us a victory.
And in the other camp, Danny Lennon, who's speaking about his erstwhile captain.
We're 100% behind our captain on this, and you know, he's a great guy. He's a fantastic footballer, you know, and he's got great character. So he has. So there seems to be this reputation preceding him just now that, you know, he's this villain, this bad guy, and that quite simply isn't true.
Jim Goodwin can't think how he gets that reputation.
No,
Dave, how
no,
do you
no,
see that
he's
one
an
going
angel.
Tonight?
I can see that one being a really hard-fought game. Probably some pretty decent football, because both sides can, you know, turn on the style on occasion. I can see that one being 1-1.
1-1. And in the top six tomorrow, Dundee United face Motherwell. Here's home boss Jacqueline McNamara.
If we get any chance of getting to third place, we need to win it. Again, a difficult match. You know, obviously, they've had a good season, Motherwell, in the league. They're very consistent and they've picked up a lot of points, so we know we'll have to play a lot better than we did last weekend to win.
As far as Motherwell are concerned, they're looking to cement that top three position, a bit like the Dons.
It's a big incentive for everybody. You know, we've not done great up there in the last game, and we need to improve on that. There's no doubt about that as performance wise. But I'm confident in the manner of our approach that we can cause them problems. We've just got to make sure we defend well as a team as well.
Two good sides, Dave. Mm. Two good managers as well. Stuart McCall obviously shortlisted as all we heard on the post. Jackie McNamara was somebody that could easily have been worthy of it being in that shortlist. How do you see that one going tomorrow?
I can see both sides cancelling each other out. I can see that one being a draw. I'll go for 2-2.
Okay, which wouldn't be a bad result as far as the Dons
are
concerned.
That would be fine for us, yes.
In fact, that as long as we win, I'd rather Dundee United win, because that keeps Motherwell right down and United can't catch us now anyway. Mm-hmm. Not that we ask for much, of course.
No, not at all.
In the bottom six, Ross County up against Hearts, and here's Derek Adams.
We've got a squad together that are obviously going to take us through the remaining four games, and you know, for good games we've got coming up, one at home against Kilmarnock, and we want to try and take back some points for that game.
I think I said that it's Ross County against Hearts. Of course, it's Hearts are playing Hibs, which we'll come on to. Ross County, of course, are playing a Kilmarnock side that have had a bit of off-the-field problems to deal with this week.
I've obviously seen it in the paper as well, but that's as much as I know, to be honest with you. So we've just got to make sure we focus on the football and put any distractions out the way. It's too big a period for us with the upcoming games to get distracted and have any excuses.
Yeah, it's Ross County against Kilmarnock. All the off-the-field, the whistleblower, etc. But that shouldn't affect the team. Two teams that desperately need to start getting the points.
I fancy Kilmarnock just to nick that one. I'll go for 1-0, and that would really put Ross County well and truly in it.
It certainly would. Two games on Sunday at lunchtime. It's the final Edinburgh derby of the season at Easter Road. Whether there'll be any more next season, we've yet to find out. But here's Terry Butcher.
It's the game. It's the match that the final derby of the season. We're behind 3-1 when it comes to wins, and we certainly want to make it 3-2, and certainly want to score more goals than Hearts.
In the opposite camp, Danny Wilson speaking about Hibs' recent form.
There's been teams have gone through different stages of the season. They've not really picked up many points. You know, we went through it ourselves, and you know, it seems to be Hibs' turn at the moment. But hopefully they don't turn up on Sunday. We'll be hoping that we can go and get the 3 points down there. But I'm sure they'll be fully motivated to try and get their season back on track. So.
Well, will they be fully motivated? Because they had an opportunity last week at St Mirren and they lost a goal after 12 seconds. I mean, right now it just seems to, doesn't matter what team Terry puts out, the fight, the confidence, it's just none of it's there and they're in free fall.
Yeah, they had a brief sort of honeymoon period, like you often get when a new manager takes over. And, you know, they were playing some better football. They looked more organised, as you would expect from any side managed by Terry Butcher. But like you say, they are in absolute free fall at the moment. I take Hearts to win this 1-1-0.
OK, Hearts win, and certainly wouldn't surprise me if that was the outcome. Final match of the weekend is Celtic at home to Inverness Cali Thistle. Here's Neil Lennon.
He's had a huge influence on everything that we've done here for the last 4 years. But he has his own ambitions. You know, the fact is he's been away from his family now for quite a while. And that, you know, can take his toll as well.
Neil Lennon there speaking about Chris Commons. And Cali boss John Hughes says he's been very impressed with his own youngster, Ryan Christie.
He's got a big, big future in the game, Ryan. But he's still got a massive part to play here at Inverness for a good 2 or 3 years. Will he come into our reckoning on Sunday? Yes, certainly, because I think he's come back for Scotland with a spring in his step. And if you can use that and tap into that and let him loose, maybe that's something that we might look to do.
How do you fancy that one going?
It'll be tough for Celtic, but I take them to win fairly comfortably by 2 or 3 goals, 2 or 3-0 for me.
2 or 3-0 for Celtic. Time for another break, and of course we have our competition. Your
yes.
chance to win a pair of tickets to go to see the Dons against St Johnston tomorrow. And Dave, it's a fairly simple question, isn't it?
You've
forgotten what it is.
Really difficult. Name a St Johnston player that used to play for Aberdeen.
Yep. Name a St Johnston player who used to play for Aberdeen. As easy as that. Give us a call, 400 969 01224 400 969. We'll be back very soon.
North Sound 1. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
Welcome back. It's just the two Daves tonight, and of course we'll bring you full match commentary tomorrow afternoon on Red TV. Updates right here on North Sound 1. Aberdeen against St Johnston. I think we've both gone for an Aberdeen win. Big
yep.
shockeroony there, of course,
yes.
With the time at 6.46. And the Dons this week launched the Aberdeen FC Community Trust. Head of Community, Ali Proctor, outlines the way ahead for the charity.
A very wide range of activities, obviously, at the moment, because we have been involved with the football club. A lot of those activities are specifically football-related, and they will continue to be, because that makes sense. That's what we're good at, and we have access to a football club. But a significant part of this is about the AFC brand and Aberdeen Football Club just as a community member. And really, my biggest challenge is to involve people who are not interested in football, and up until now I've had no obvious link to the football club. We are a major player in the community in the northeast of Scotland, and we intend to become a more major player.
And we were both at the launch earlier this week. Of course, having a charitable trust will allow the trust to be one step removed and able to do an awful lot of good work for charities that just under the charity regulations, the Oscar rules and regulations, they wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
Yeah, and you know, having Aberdeen FC wholly endorsing it, but being at arm's length, if you like, it's great branding and it's great for name awareness. And I think it's a fantastic venture. I was very, very impressed with what Ali Proctor and co had to say. You know, just helping make the lives of the good people of the Northeast a little bit more pleasant and bearable.
Yeah, certainly is. And I'm sure we'll be hearing as we go along, as the season or next season progresses, more from the AFC Community Trust. Peterhead, of course, they're at home to Stirling Albion tomorrow. They've having already secured their first ever league title a couple of weeks ago. Here's boss Jim McAnally.
In the last year or whatever, we've spent some time in the community trying to entice the kids and to get them to come and watch us, and we think that's working because we are seeing a lot of kids coming to games now, kids that we recognise for coaching and whatever, and you know, hopefully we can just have a special day and we get a big turnout. I mean, I think the players deserve that, and I think if it's a big turnout, everybody has a great day and for our kind of our diehard supporters, you know, it'll be fantastic for them. It's obviously a great day for them too, you know. So, you know, we're just all looking forward to it. They need 4 points to get in the playoffs, so we're going to play a team that's fired up, a team that's going to come and try and spoil the party to a certain extent. And, you know, we'll do our best to stop their playoff bid. You know, it's one of the things in football, I think, over a period of time where, you know, there's no love lost between any of your rivals. And, you know, if you were in the same position as them, that they wouldn't think, you know, they wouldn't think twice about putting a spoke in your wheel, you know. So we'll motivate the players to get and play and make sure that we finish off our home season as well as we can. And if it's anything like last week, I mean, our players played with a freedom last week that hasn't been there. They played with a confidence, and hopefully we can see the same again on Saturday.
Delighted for Jim McAnally. We've said it since they secured the title. Great for them. So many also ex-Dons connections there within the squad as well.
Yeah, Jim McAnally's done an absolutely fantastic job. What a great day it'll be at Ballymore tomorrow. If I wasn't going to Pittodrie, I'd certainly be heading up to the Blue Toon.
Absolutely. Press and Journal Highland League, Brora have already won the title, but there's a fairly hefty programme tomorrow.
Yeah, some really cracking games. One that stands out is Cove Rangers against Clark and Cuddon. Now, Cove have defender Eric Watson suspended, while Clark are without Blair Laurie, Ryan McDonald and Paul Brindle. Let's hear now from Cove co-caretaker boss, Graham Matheson.
We've had a good result Saturday, we're happy enough here and just hope to go through the next game undefeated and maybe look towards just a set ourselves a little mini target as going right to the end of the season undefeated.
Elsewhere for Martin, United versus Nairn County, second place very much up for grabs for both sides. It's Fort William taking on Huntly. Fort have John Treasurer injured while Andy Martin is ruled out through work commitments. Huntly travelled to Lochaber with Czech forward Marek Madel the only absentee through suspension. The Broch take on Strathspey Thistle. Fraserburgh have Derek Patterson, Mark Dixon and Graham Johnson for the visits of Strathspey, for whom James McShane is ruled out for the remainder of the season. Inverurie Locos against Forest Mechanics. That's a 2 p.m. kickoff, incidentally. Locos have defensive pair Kieran Adams and Ross Anderson sidelined through suspension, while Scott Begg is also unavailable. Forest, meanwhile, have Chris Duncan unavailable with Graham Grant ruled out, and there are doubts over a few more players. However, Kyle Scott returns from suspension. Turriff United take on the champions Brora Rangers. New United management team Ross Jack and Bobby Beckwith. All the best to them. They'll take to the dugout for the first time in this game. Also tomorrow, it's Bucky Thistle playing Devon Vale, and it's Wick Academy versus Rothes.
In the juniors, in the PMAC Group Super League, Bank City against East End. East End need to win to avoid relegation. Cooter versus Bankery. Devon side at home to New Elgin. Dice go to Ellen, and Stonehaven take on Maud. In the First Division East, Bridge of Don Thistle against Fraserburgh United. Cruden Bay at home to Newmarket United. The title looking as though it's between the Jags and Bay. Park Vale versus Lewis United. And in the First Division West, two games there. Dufftown go to Burghead Thistle, and Isle of Vale take on the champions Inverness City. Well, it's been quite a week down south with the controversial sacking of David Moyes. Here's Richard Newman to look ahead to this weekend's action for North Sound 1's Friday Sport.
Whether or not Jose Mourinho admits it, Chelsea are still in the title race. His suggestion he may pick a weaker lineup against leaders Liverpool is an odd one then, especially as the Premier League has been at its most unpredictable this season. Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers says whoever is selected will cause them problems.
Whatever team they'll put out, it'll cost more money than ours and it'll be more experience than ours.
Well, Manchester City are hoping for a slip-up from Liverpool, and they've got the advantage of having a game in hand, but they have a trip to Crystal Palace, who are on a five-game winning streak, which means they're safe from relegation. Also on Sunday, a game between two of the bottom three as Sunderland face Cardiff, whose manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says a win for either team would be huge for their survival chances.
It's just as big for both of us. It's still so tight down in at the bottom that a win will be hugely needed for both of us. A draw probably no good for any.
But tomorrow, it's all about Ryan Giggs and his first game in charge of Manchester United as their interim manager following the sacking of David Moyes. They're up against struggling Norwich, and Giggs says he wants the players to return to what he calls the United way.
Well, it's going to be my philosophy. It's going to be, you know, obviously Manchester United's philosophy because I've been here for all my career.
If Norwich lose, Fulham will move out of the bottom three with a win over Hull. West Brom against West Ham and Swansea's game with Aston Villa all feature sides who are not yet safe from the drop. Stoke play Tottenham, but kicking things off are Everton, hoping to move back into the top four with the win over Southampton, as Arsenal don't play Newcastle until Monday.
Sport Aberdeen say they've had a phenomenal demand for a new sports apprenticeship course. It comes as an open day is held for young people to learn about the opportunities for working in sport and leisure here in the North East. Training organiser Wilma Souter says it's not just about being a lifeguard.
I think it gives a true experience of what sport's all about. Might not be interested in sports or never thought they were really sporty at school or anything like that. And there's a lot more to sport than, you know, being in the sports all the time.
And in golf, Aberdeen's Richie Ramsay is 7 strokes off the lead on 7 under par after 2 rounds of the China Open. He's been speaking to Mark Tompkins.
Played really steady out there. Hit a lot of nice shots. And just, I know it sounds funny, but I didn't really feel like I was under any pressure out there. Just played steady. I hit a couple of lob wedges stiff to about a foot and made plenty of pars, gave myself lots of chances. So, you know, 6-8 was a fair reflection. It could have been a little bit lower, but you know, really good position after 2 rounds.
And do you like playing in Asia?
It's nice, yeah. I've come out here. I've done well in the past. Had a few good finishes, Singapore and Korea, and it would be nice to get one in China.
Richie Ramsay there, and good luck to Richie in the third round there over in China. Right, let's get our competition. We asked you, name a member of the St Johnstone squad who used to play with Aberdeen. Two obvious candidates.
Gary McDonald's one. You can have the other one.
Stephen McLean is the other one. Yep. So a good response, as is always the case, but well done to Jamie Hay. Well done, Jamie.
Well done, Jamie.
We'll be in touch with you just as soon as we're off air to organise getting you a pair of tickets to go and see Aberdeen against St Johnstone tomorrow. Now, just on the Dons, we've got the first. Derek is always one game at a time, as we know, and no matter how you and everybody else tries to take him off that mantra, it's always exactly the same. Now, we've got Celtic away next week, then Dundee United away, and then, of course, Motherwell at home. Now, the broadcasters are looking for that Motherwell at home game to be the one that is a sellout because it's going to decide second and third place. But I think it's fair to say that for, certainly as far as I'm concerned, I hope it's done and dusty before then.
For the sake of our hearts, basically, because I don't know if we could handle it. But yeah, I do hope that it is put to bed before the 11th of May.
Yeah, and back to tomorrow, a wee word about Nicky Lowe. Desperately disappointing for his season to have ended a wee bit prematurely after that injury for the 20s.
With a broken toe. You know, he's been outstanding when he's been called upon. A real one for the future. And I think he'll be back better and stronger next season.
And there was also, the manager mentioned, a bug going about a few players missing training. So again, we've got a squad. They've got youngsters. You know they'll do a job.
Yeah, absolutely. A great squad. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. I think it should be a big crowd and an exciting game. Hopefully an Aberdeen win. 3-1.
3-1 Dave's going for. I'll go, just go for a win. And Jim, he'll be up at Peterhead against Stirling, and full commentary with Dave and myself at Pittodrie tomorrow afternoon. Come on, you Reds!
North Sound 1 Friday Sport with Dunlop Oil and Marine, servicing the oil, gas and petrochemical industries. Dunlop-oil-marine.co.uk.